Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Frank Castro. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Stigman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Chance. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Kralik. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Davalillo steals second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davalillo moves to third. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty takes first base on ball four. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Castro reaches second base with a double. Batty moves to third. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is walked intentionally. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Castro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball 4. Chance moves to second. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0 for 1 in the game. Virals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virals moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to third for the out. Oliva moves to second. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to third. Rollins moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oliva tags and scores. Rollins tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Castro hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stigman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Virals strikes out. Romano drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Virals out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Batty for a passed ball. Romano moves to second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chance hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Held takes first base on ball 4. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0 for 1 in the game. Kralik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 2, Indians, 2. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Castro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Castro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kindle bunts towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. Castro moves to second. One out. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stegman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Castro moves to third. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. Alves hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Chance takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliva strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Batty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Held hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0-for-2 in the game. Kralik strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Castro hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 3, Indians, 3. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stigman strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a line drive towards third. Alves reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Castro. Romano reaches second base with a double. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-3 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Romano moves to third. One out. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Chance strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Romano scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Garland Shifflett now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tito Francona now playing first base. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hall is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5. And Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.